AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Monday, February 16th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of journalism. Let's get into it. Generative artificial intelligence has taken off at lightning speed in the past couple of years, creating disruption in many industries. Newsrooms are no exception. A new report published today finds that news audiences and journalists alike are concerned about how news organizations are, and could be, using generative artificial intelligence such as chatbots, image, audio, and video generators, and similar tools. The report draws on 3 years of interviews and focus group research into generative artificial intelligence and journalism in Australia and six other countries, including the United States, United Kingdom, Norway, Switzerland, Germany, and France. Only 25% of our news audience participants were confident they had encountered generative artificial intelligence in journalism, while about 50% were unsure or suspected they had. This suggests a potential lack of transparency from news organizations when they use generative artificial intelligence. It could also reflect a lack of trust between news outlets and audiences. Who or what makes your news and how matters for a host of reasons. Some outlets tend to use more or fewer sources, for example, or use certain kinds of sources, such as politicians or experts, more than others. Some outlets underrepresent or misrepresent parts of the community. This is sometimes because the news outlet's staff themselves aren't representative of their audience. Carelessly using artificial intelligence to produce or edit journalism can reproduce some of these inequalities. Our report identifies dozens of ways journalists and news organizations can use generative artificial intelligence. It also summarizes how comfortable news audiences are with each. The news audiences we spoke to overall felt most comfortable with journalists using artificial intelligence for behind-the-scenes tasks rather than for editing and creating. These include using artificial intelligence to transcribe an interview or to provide ideas on how to cover a topic. But comfort is highly dependent on context. Audiences were quite comfortable with some editing and creating tasks when the perceived risks were lower. Generative artificial intelligence can be used in just about every part of journalism. For example, a photographer could cover an event. Then, a generative artificial intelligence tool could select what it thinks are the best images, edit the images to optimize them, and add keywords to each. Computer software can try to recognize objects in images and add keywords, leading to potentially more efficient image processing workflows. These might seem like relatively harmless applications. But what if the artificial intelligence identifies something or someone incorrectly, and these keywords lead to misidentifications in the photo captions? What if the criteria humans think make good images are different from what a computer might think? These criteria may also change over time or in different contexts. Even something as simple as lightening or darkening an image can cause a furore when politics are involved. Artificial intelligence can also make things up completely. Images can appear photorealistic, but show things that never happened. Videos can be entirely generated with artificial intelligence or edited with artificial intelligence to change their context. Generative artificial intelligence is also frequently used for writing headlines or summarizing articles. These sound like helpful applications for time-poor individuals, but some news outlets are using artificial intelligence to rip off others' content. Artificial intelligence-generated news alerts have also gotten the facts wrong. As an example, Apple recently suspended its automatically generated news notification feature. It did this after the feature falsely claimed United States murder suspect Luigi Mangione had killed himself, with the source attributed as the British Broadcasting Corporation. Our research found news audiences seem to be more comfortable with journalists using artificial intelligence for certain tasks when they themselves have used it for similar purposes. For example, the people interviewed were largely comfortable with journalists using artificial intelligence to blur parts of an image. our participants said they use similar tools on video conferencing apps or when using the portrait mode on smartphones. The most frequent way our participants encountered generative artificial intelligence in journalism was when journalists reported on artificial intelligence content that had gone viral. For example, when an artificial intelligence-generated image purported to show Princes William and Harry embracing at King Charles's coronation, news outlets reported on this false image. Our news audience participants also saw notices that artificial intelligence had been used to write, edit, or translate news articles. They saw artificial intelligence-generated images accompanying some of these. Overall, our participants felt most comfortable with journalists using artificial intelligence for brainstorming or for enriching already created media. This was followed by using artificial intelligence for editing and creating. But comfort depends heavily on the specific use. Most of our participants were comfortable with turning to artificial intelligence to create icons for an infographic. But they were quite uncomfortable with the idea of an artificial intelligence avatar presenting the news, for example. On the editing front, a majority of our participants were comfortable with using artificial intelligence to animate historical images. Artificial intelligence can be used to enliven an otherwise static image in the hopes of attracting viewer interest and engagement. A historical photograph from the State Library of Western Australia's collection has been animated with artificial intelligence to introduce motion to the still image. If you're unsure if or how journalists are using artificial intelligence, look for a policy or explainer from the news outlet on the topic. If you can't find one, consider asking the outlet to develop and publish a policy. Consider supporting media outlets that use artificial intelligence to complement and support, rather than replace, human labor. Before making decisions, consider the past trustworthiness of the journalist or outlet in question and what the evidence says. Now let's dive into a story that's stirring up quite the storm in the media landscape. Imagine this. A major artificial intelligence company is accused of systematically stealing content from media giants, and those media companies are not taking it lying down. This isn't just a spat over a few articles. We're talking about Cohere Incorporated, a rapidly growing artificial intelligence firm with a valuation north of $5 billion. According to a lawsuit filed by a coalition of media heavyweights, Cohere has been lifting content from newspapers and magazines, offering it verbatim to users without permission. As if that wasn't enough, they're claiming that Cohere has even flaunted its actions in a feature called Under the Hood, showing the sources it copied from. The list of plaintiffs reads like a who's who of the media world: Advance Local Media, Condé Nast, The Atlantic, Forbes Media, and many more. They're banding together to take a stand against what they see as blatant copyright infringement. This lawsuit isn't about stifling innovation. It's about ensuring that artificial intelligence technology respects intellectual property laws. According to the News/Media Alliance, which represents 2,000 news and magazine media outlets worldwide, this is a necessary step to protect the creative process and the investment in quality journalism. The Alliance's president, Danielle Coffey, voiced the frustration of many, stating, "We love technology and use it in our businesses, but only if it respects intellectual property." This legal battle isn't unique. Other media giants like the New York Times and News Corp have taken similar steps against artificial intelligence firms like OpenAI and Perplexity AI. These lawsuits highlight a growing tension between the need for technological advancement and the protection of creative works. As these cases unfold, they could set significant precedents for how artificial intelligence companies operate. The outcome might shape the future of media and technology, reinforcing the need for legal protections against intellectual property theft. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. As artificial intelligence reshapes the media landscape, the ongoing legal battles underscore the importance of balancing innovation with intellectual property rights. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.